The Pontifical Council of Cultures meeting touched on a unique topic, beauty and its role in the church. The title spoke of it as a pathway for evangelization and dialogue.
We are probing the concept of beauty as it applies in so many ways to ordinary life today.
Bishop William Friend of Shreveport, Louisiana, spoke about creation and its beauty in human and Christian formation.
Many times there is a resonance with nature. We see something and we're awestruck. The smile of a baby or a child, a beautiful sunset. These kinds of experiences where we can reflect or think about and bring those out of ourselves and connect with God, who is the creator of all.
Another topic touched on was religious indifference and the challenges of a secular age. In Africa, many people leave the church for new religious movements or even traditional tribal religions. The Archbishop of Dar es Salaam, Cardinal Polycarp Pingo, says the church must often evangelize its own members.
Those who leave the church or those who feel shaken by the general atmosphere today are those who have not been too deeply evangelized. And so the main thing is to be evangelized.
The participants emphasize that it's not always pure reason or even a search for community that bring people to the church, that the awe-inspiring power of beauty draws people to God. Archbishop Raphael Nadingi Mwana's Naziki of Nairobi says the church cannot forget the importance of culture.
It can be a basis on which we strengthen our faith and we renew it. And I'm very happy that I have the opportunity to mingle with my brother bishops from all over the world about cultural values and the importance of culture in our faith and practice.
The plenary assembly concluded looking to the future with a talk on arousing the interest of young people to the beauty of the Christian life. The members of the council are specifically looking towards finding a way to apply their conclusions during the World Youth Day in Sydney. I'm Charles Collins.